Shalom. This is Shelley K. Baggett, the daughter of Billy Brim, coming to you this week with my wonderful husband, Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III. And if you were with us yesterday, we kind of introduced him. Say hello, honey.
Hello. And yesterday I said you can shorten it to Tom.
Okay.
And that goes for today, too.
Now, can they call you Brother Tom or?
That'll work.
Okay. And I'll call you honey. And we're just reading this scripture from our dining room table here in Branson, Missouri. And it is so glorious that I thought this would be a great way to open. Would you like to read it, honey? It's in Acts chapter 1, verse number 16.
Acts 1 and 16. Mm-hmm. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled.
Chapter 2, verse 16.
Well, that'll read a little different. Chapter 2, verse 16. You can tell this isn't rehearsed.
No. Okay. Y'all are in on the spontaneity.
And I like this because this is, we talked yesterday about my old Pentecostal grandfather.
Yes.
And
During
the days of Azusa Street and how he went from being an old Methodist preacher to a Pentecostal preacher.
And he started so many churches and Brush Arbor meetings.
He did. And this is the basis, in a nutshell, for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 2, verse 16 said, "For this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Before we go any further, I want to tell you, I'm still seeing visions. The dreams are for the older guys.
Oh, listen to you talk.
He says, "And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy."
I remember when my mother was a handmaiden. She was 29 years old when she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Up to that point, we were Baptists, and she played piano there in the Baptist church. But when she received, wow, I call it the day Mama changed. And we were so blessed by the change. She was singing in this beautiful heavenly language, and we would wake up for breakfast instead of the gripey mom, we had a joyful mother. And I want to get to how I first heard your name, honey.
Okay.
And so I want you, my friends, to know about this.
I think that this is an encouraging story. First of all, it works out really well for me. But more than that, God speaks to us and He talks to us in our life. And we're living in a society that has to have everything fast. We want fast food. We want to have every bit of our life at our fingertips, microwave generation. But God's economy is just a little bit different than that. And so when He speaks a word over us and or to us or through us, it might just take a few years before it ever comes to fruition. In the life of Moses, he had really three distinct 40-year segments and periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell your story, and I think it'll make sense.
Well, according to this scripture, in the last days, pouring out his spirit on all flesh, and that included my mama. And at the time, I was about 9 years old, and shortly thereafter, we were transferred to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where my father was a pipe fitter. And it was there that we started going to a full gospel church. And I got involved with a group of singers, young people. And we would go in a bus and to a four-state area and rent out the convention center and have revival meetings. And we would come home late at night and it was one of those particular places in Monroe, Louisiana, in 1970, I believe it was 1970, yes. And I come in about 1 o'clock in the morning, and after having sung in this revival, and there is my beautiful mother. Now at that time, if you can imagine, Billy Brim with dark hair and no wrinkles and 31 years old, and she's waiting in the kitchen for me. And my brothers and sisters, I'm the oldest of four, and it was never quiet in the house, but they're all quiet. They're asleep. Dad's asleep. And she walks in, and she just looked like an angel. Her face was glistening with tears. And she said, "Shelley, don't tell me. Let me tell you. I've been praying about you all day, and I know that you were baptized with the Holy Ghost tonight with the evidence of speaking with other tongues." And I said, "That's right, Mom. I walked the altar and received my heavenly language." And she said, "Well, I knew it ahead of time. In fact, I don't know if you can receive this. It's all new to me, but in my hands are some notebook papers, and I just felt led to write, and it came out as a prayer about your life." And she said, "Shelley, the Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Prove it. If it's not good, throw it away. But I think it's good." So I said, "Okay." So I began to read it, and it was all in a poem and talked about my life and how I would sing and how I would preach. And then I kept it for many years through my high school and college years, and probably would have still had it today if it weren't for a small little flood in the basement and it was destroyed. But what I do remember, and this is the only thing specifically that I remember about it, is this part. And it said, "You will travel hand in hand. You will travel with the man. His name is Tom."
You will travel hand in hand through the land.
With the man.
With the man.
His name is Tom. Now remember, I'm 13 years old. It's the night I was baptized in the Holy Ghost in Monroe, Louisiana. It's about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and my mother is saying...
What did you think?
I thought, oh my goodness, I'm too young to know my husband's name right now, you know? And I looked up at Mother and I go, "Mom, Tom, I don't know." And she said, "I know, that was strange to me too." And we both kind of laughed about it. And she said, "Well, honey, just fold it up, put it on a shelf. If it's God, it'll come to pass. And if it's not God, it won't." Mm-hmm. And of course, at that time, we had never been to Israel. We did not know that the Jews call Israel Haaretz, which is Hebrew for the land. But prophetically, on that little notebook paper, by the Holy Ghost said, "You will travel through Haaretz. You will travel through the land, Israel." Mm-hmm. And so we had, as you know, my first husband was not named Tom. And he moved off to heaven in 2007. But at that same time, though I never met you, you were moving to Branson, mm-hmm, from Louisiana.
That's right.
And about 14 months later, I walk into a store here in Branson, and a lady, beautiful young lady at the counter, said, "What about my dad?" And I go, "What about your dad?" And she said, "Well, he's a wonderful man, the best father." And so I don't know what came over me. My sister was with me, and she couldn't believe it either. And I found myself writing on a piece of paper to give to your daughter, my name, and I wrote down, "God bless you," and then I put down Shelley Brim Oaks, mm-hmm, and I put down the number, mm-hmm, and I handed it to her. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought there was an anointing to do it then, but I walk out the store, and I felt like, oh, dear. What did you think when you received it?
Well, I was rather shocked. I didn't expect my daughter to come home from work that day with a note from a lady and hand it to me and say, "Dad, you need to call this lady." And of course, my daughter wanted me to have someone in my life that was godly and someone that she could love and respect as well. And so she, you know, I guess was trying to fix me up with somebody that was the type of person she thought I should have been with. And so when she handed me the note, I have a little system to get things
done.
Well, my system, I have three different stages that I put things in. First stage is I'll put it on the kitchen table.
Okay.
And then when it becomes a little bit more important and it's time to either pay the bill or whatever it is, I'll start moving it toward my bedroom, and it'll be at the nightstand. And then the third stage, when it's really going to get done, is I'll take it to the bathroom counter with me.
Did I make it to the bathroom?
Well, you hadn't made it to the bathroom counter yet. You were still in the nightstand stage.
Oh.
And I was praying about it. And after a couple of weeks, my daughter said, "Dad, have you called Shelly yet?" And I said, "No, honey, I'm still praying about it." I receive a note from a lady and says, "God bless you," with a phone number. I'm just not sure what to do with that. And she said, "You need to call her." And so I moved you on over to the bathroom counter.
Well, thank you.
And and called you. And I remember your very first words to me. They were so dear at that very moment. I said, "Hello, Shelly. This is Tom Baggett." And you said, "Hold on." You put me on hold. And I thought, well, maybe.
I forgot all about you because 2 weeks had gone by.
Well,
and so I was in a store ministering to a lady who worked there about the love of God. And we were right in the middle of it. And so anyway, I got this phone call. And it was really funny. As soon as I heard your voice, the still small voice, the Holy Ghost inside said, "This is the voice of your husband."
Mm.
"I'd never seen you. I'm so glad I didn't see you. I wasn't moved by what I saw." Even though you're very handsome, honey.
Oh, thank you, honey.
But the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God.
You didn't let me see much of you. On the very first date, ladies and gentlemen, she put on the biggest hat you've ever seen in your life and wore sunglasses to the first date. And for 2 or 3 hours drinking a cup of coffee, I couldn't even see her eyes. And she told me later that she just wanted to make sure I wasn't moved by what I saw.
Yes, that's right.
Well, we're about out of time here.
Okay, friends.
We've got about a minute and a half. So
we'll have to come back tomorrow because we're just getting into the juicy part.
Yeah,
and it's all for the glory of God.
God has really done some tremendous things in our life. And He gave us some confirmations before we got married. We didn't get married just off of a note or a meeting or two. It took some time and learning to be together and to minister together has been an interesting part of this journey. But God has tremendously blessed us.
Absolutely. And we're talking this week about our families, about our heritage, about what God's doing today. And so this week our radio offer is Mom's book, A Road to Prayer Mountain, where she talks about why there is Prayer Mountain. And I know you'll be blessed with a Pentecostal outpouring of our family. And so if you'll write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, zip code 65615, we'll be glad to send you a copy. And if you can, just stick in a contribution to help pay for the broadcast. In the meantime, I'm Shelly Baggett, my handsome husband Tom, and anointed minister of the gospel, and we're going to look forward to a great week of broadcasts. God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.